Overcoming infertility through embryo adoption comes with challenges and uncertainty. It becomes even harder when you have experienced multiple failed frozen embryo transfers. The wave of emotions that wash over you when you get that phone call that the transfer failed and you are not pregnant, and the subsequent anxiety about what to do next makes this journey that much harder. I want you to know that I see you, and I want to spend some time acknowledging this reality and how to navigate the unknowns. So, find a cozy spot, grab your favorite healthy snack, and welcome to the Nurturary for Fertility. Hello, overcomers. Welcome to the Nurturary for Fertility podcast. I'm Jasmine, wife, dog mama, unapologetic foodie, and holistic fertility health coach. Have you been trying to conceive for years with no success and are now feeling frustrated, hopeless, lost? Believe me, I get it. My husband and I are over a decade into our trying to conceive journey, and it was one filled with heartbreak and feeling lost until we decided to seek God's unique path to our fertility and intentionally steward our health in preparation for our victory babies. Each week on the podcast, you will learn how to nurture your body for conception, maintain hope as you continue your unique fertility journey, and biblical truths that will strengthen your faith as you trust God for your victory baby. Join me as we journey to overcome infertility together. Navigating the path of embryo adoption and donation can feel overwhelming and isolating. Maybe you have joined a Facebook group in search of a community, but you still feel uncomfortable asking questions or sharing parts of your journey without posting anonymously. Perhaps you have asked questions and received little engagement, or it was lost in the shuffle of other posts. Even after being a part of an online social media group, you still feel alone. I see you, and your embryo adoption journey matters to me. Your story is the reason why I crafted Epikaizo Tribe. This is an intimate and specialized fertility health coaching group for women who are experiencing challenges on their embryo adoption journey and desire to have a close-knit tribe to cheer them on. In the Epikaizo Tribe, you not only receive fertility group coaching to help you confidently address challenges such as repeated failed frozen embryo transfers, but you also have a safe space to process the challenging parts and celebrate the victories. To learn more, please visit my website at www.edensnurturary.com. Hey, overcomers, let's talk about repeated failed frozen embryo transfers when you are journeying to overcome infertility through embryo adoption. The call. The call you've waited weeks for. During the waiting period after a frozen embryo transfer, you are so incredibly hopeful, yet anxious because the reality is that it could not work, but you hope that it did. And when that phone rings, you're anxiously trying to decide, should I answer it? Shouldn't I answer it? And all the what ifs that lead up to that moment. It is so incredibly gut-wrenching when the phone call begins with, I'm sorry, followed by you are not pregnant. That pain is a loss that you're experiencing, the loss of an M baby, the loss of the hopes and the dreams you had for that child. Another loss on this journey to overcome infertility. And that pain is very, very real. And you have already experienced so much deep loss on this journey to overcome infertility. I know when I was going through it, I did. And it's just compounded by another negative. And I've really, truly feel that it is okay to give yourself time and space that you need to grieve. Grieve the loss of those dreams and hopes that you had for that baby. And having a safe space to process that can help you to begin healing because you're going to have to process it. And a lot of times you process it alone in the beginning and you may feel comfortable sharing it with others as you feel strong enough, as you feel emotionally capable of even being able to get the words out. And even if you can't and you break down as you're sharing, that is okay too. I remember multiple times where I was sharing about our journey and I was trying to fight back those tears, but I couldn't. It was so hard. And so I want you to know that how you grieve is okay. There's no right or wrong way to grieve the loss of an M-baby. And when you're ready for that secure and safe space, that can be so healing because people are there to pour into you, to show you love and compassion and give you wisdom and just to sit there with you. And that is one of the main reasons why I created the Epikaizo Tribe, was because of the many posts that I was seeing of people sharing about their embryo adoption journeys. I saw so many failed FETs, and they felt like there was nowhere else they could go to share with people who understood, because when you're journeying to overcome infertility, right, it's a big community, but it's a small community. And so you don't always feel like the people around you get it. They don't understand, especially if they didn't have to walk through this journey. And so you turn to the people who have. And I was seeing that. They're like, I don't feel safe enough. But even then, those people sometimes were posting it anonymously, which meant there was still some layer that you didn't feel safe or that you were feeling ashamed of your grief. And I know that there's times where it was like I was feeling a lot of grief going through our journey, and I felt ashamed and I didn't want anybody to see it, or at least see me. And I wish I could have anonymously walked around, you know, with my grief, but people knew our story. So when on the few times that I would share, I sort of felt exposed. And that can be hard because you're very vulnerable and yet you feel so exposed when you share about your loss and the pain that is associated with that loss. Other emotions that I've seen people experience when there is a failed FET is that they are traumatized, because when you go through IVF or embryo adoption or any sort of medical procedures to help build your family, your body endures a lot. The woman's body endures so much. And yes, men have to go through some tests, but a lot of it is on the woman, and all the injections and the medications and the checkups and the prodding. It is a lot. On top of, medical staff are not always friendly or understanding or compassionate, which always throws me for a loop, because you are literally dealing with people who are emotional, who have experienced a lot of loss, who are vulnerable, and they walk into this doctor's office that they don't want to be in. And you're met with cold people, uncaring medical staff, and dismissive medical staff. And so that, along with losing your M-baby, can be traumatizing, along with having to even remotely think, if you have more embryos to use, going through the process again of going through all those injections and checkups and tests done, and sometimes they're painful. And so trauma is a big thing that I was starting to see, plus the trauma of not being able to conceive. And for some, it was their last set of embryos, and now they have to go through the whole adoption or donation process again. And that is a lot. And there also is a lot of anxiety about what could come next. I see a lot of anxiety and fear, and that's something I see commonly when a woman shared that she went through a failed FET. And it's honestly like anxiety about what to do next. Should they try again? Should they not? Should they wait? Or should they just do it in the next cycle? And that is a lot. That's a lot to process while you're still processing loss, while you're still processing. If we do it again, it could also not work. And then for some, like I said, they have to go through the whole process again. It's like, should we go through the donation or adoption process again to get more embryos? And the financial burden and aspect of this is hard. And as much as you want those babies, it's a lot of money to go through this process. And mentally and emotionally, it's a lot to put yourself through, along with the physical aspect. And so preparing your body for the FET is taxing. Preparing your mind, your heart, your spirit, and your faith for this is also taxing. And to repeatedly experience failed FETs, oh my gosh, that's just excruciating physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I think too that there's a lot of people that experience anxiety about sharing with others, because I've known people who have shared and were very public, and they had a lot of faith, as they should. And I've seen in the groups, they share that you know what? I wish I wouldn't have shared so publicly, because when it didn't work, I had to publicly share that story and repeatedly deal with the questions or have to keep resharing the story with people who didn't see it online, or what have you. And that's re-traumatizing. That's emotional and it's hard. So I think that, you know, a lot of people out there who are walking this journey are experiencing similar feelings, and also the fear of things not working again. Because if you've had 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 failed FETs, that fear of it, the next one not working, is very real. And yes, people can say, no, the next one will work, or just have faith. But the reality is it couldn't. And yes, you feel like, okay, I gave these M babies all that I could, and we gave them a chance at life, but it's still like your heart. You want to have a baby. You want to experience pregnancy. You want to hold your precious baby on the side of heaven, and that doesn't always happen right away. And so, yes, the fear of trying again, putting your body through that again, husbands supporting their wives through that again, is a lot, and it's a very real consideration. Another thing that I've seen is that people struggle with feeling guilty and having regret. A big thing is regret, right? And I know that was something like I went through and my husband went through, is like wondering what you could have done differently to better your chances of conceiving. You're combing your mind for like everything you ever did wrong. And like, if I wouldn't have ate this, or if I would have tried this. I've seen people say that they got too cold during their transfer and that they were too anxious during their 2-week wait. And they're wondering if that is why the transfer failed. And my heart just hurts, because I'm like, you're being overcritical of everything that you do. You're scrutinizing yourself, because like, there has to be a reason why this didn't work. And sometimes there is. And sometimes it might be the embryo wasn't healthy, and that could be a factor. But I want you to know, if you are struggling with that guilt and regret, you tried everything that you could. You worked hard to get to this point. And I don't want you to carry that, because we're not in control of whether the embryos stick or not. And yes, we can have all the faith, but we know that God is sovereign. And having that guilt, it changes you. It shapes your perspective. And I do believe that it impacts you emotionally and physically, which if you're on this journey, then you need to be healthy emotionally and physically, and carrying around guilt and shame and condemnation and regret weighs you down. And so I want to give you permission to free yourself from it, because I know anybody walking this journey has worked so hard, and you tried to be as diligent as you could and do all the things that you could. And sometimes there are just little tweaks that you have to make, or there might be unknown health factors. And once you make those changes, that you see the success. But again, you're still doing everything that you can, and you are a good mama in waiting, because you're trying. And know that that means everything. Another thing that I've seen is that people's feelings have been minimized by others, especially like when you're going through this and it fails. They're being told that, oh, your guilt is unfounded. Well, I know you tried, and you didn't purposely try to do anything to make this fail, right? And sometimes they do just fail. And sometimes it's health factors that need to be changed, and lifestyle changes for a person's unique body that can help optimize it for an FET. Saying somebody's guilt is unfounded is so incredibly dismissive, because you still feel really guilty. And like in our journey, even though my husband was struggling with male factor infertility, I still felt guilty. And I know mentally, there's nothing I could do but believe that the Lord is going to heal him. But at the same time, I still struggled with guilt. And if somebody would have said that to me, it would have felt incredibly dismissive of my feelings. So being told that your guilt is unfounded is incredibly rude to me, because again, you still feel it and it feels real to you and you have to work through that. I've also seen where people were told that they shouldn't be grieving for as long as they are. Or like, at least you didn't have the baby and lose them. And it's like, again, stuff like that does not help, because for the woman who experienced the failed transfer, she did lose a baby. And that grief is very real. And you can't put a timeline on grief, because honestly, even though you heal, you may still experience grief over time. And it may not hurt in the same way, but the grief may not go away. And it may. And that's okay to grieve for as long as you need to over the life that you thought you were going to have and hold and love. And that is okay. Another thing I've seen is people being told to love their life, to accept it as it is, at all times. So be grateful that you have life, or you can travel, and just be grateful that you're healthy. And again, you can be grateful for being alive and being healthy and still hold grief for having to go through the journey of overcoming infertility and then having the hope that embryo adoption is going to work and then experiencing multiple failed transfers. That is hard. And that is painful. And there's space to be grateful and space to say, hey, this hurts. And I'm going to feel it and allow the Lord to heal me over time. Because pretending that you don't feel those feelings, they're going to leak out and come out in some way. And that's just how it is. And so you have to take the time to process your feelings so that you can heal, so that your body can heal and not hold on to the trauma, not hold on to the pain, the guilt, the grief, the condemnation, because that will also negatively impact your health and your fertility journey. So this is why I am truly adamant about having a tribe, having a community of people who understand and get your journey. And they are walking through it with you, because you can lean on them for support and receive an outpouring of their love and understanding. And these are also the people that are willing to sit in the puddle with you because they've been there. And they may not leave you there, but they're not going to rush you through it. They're not going to dismiss your feelings. They're not going to try to make it better because they feel awkward with you being sad, angry, grieving, crying. They're just going to be there with you. And sometimes we need that. Even if no one is saying anything, sometimes you just need the physical presence of somebody getting it, or somebody on the phone and you're not saying anything, but they're just there. And I know that was so helpful when I had that support going through our journey. I see when people are going through this that a lot of times they're like, what do I do next? Do I try again? Do I wait? How soon after? And a lot of times they're searching for hope, right? Asking if anyone has experienced a pregnancy with a new transfer after having multiple failed transfers. And that is a common question. And I feel like they're trying to find any ray of hope. Which, even, you know, when you are trying to conceive naturally and you're experiencing month after month of negative pregnancy tests, I know for me, I did this. I was looking for any sort of ray of hope that, oh, it's negative on day 14. Maybe by day 21, it'll have an opportunity to be positive. And I would search forums and see if anybody else, like, on day 21, did you experience a positive pregnancy test? And you're just hoping for that glimmer of hope. And I think that's the same thing here. Because it's scary. It's scary to try again after you've experienced repeated failures, repeated grief, repeated dashing of hopes and dreams. It's not easy. Another thing that I see is people asking how soon after a failed transfer they should try again. Of course, there are differing opinions on how soon after a failed FET should you try again. And this is definitely a conversation to have with your reproductive endocrinologist, because everybody's situation is different. Everyone's bodies are different, and there may be adjustments that need to be made and health considerations that need to come into play when you're making this decision. I would encourage you to look deeper into your health before your next FET. And you can do this through functional lab testing, such as a hair tissue mineral analysis, which looks at the ratios of nutrients and toxic metals that are found in your hair. And so heavy metal toxicity can negatively impact implantation. And I'll give you an example of how heavy metals are in some of our foods and it's in our environment and we don't even know it. So I was eating seaweed chips the other day and I am thinking I'm being healthy and working on losing weight and all the fun things. And I happened to glance down at the package and see a warning label. And so the warning label said may contain cadmium along with other things such as cancer causing chemicals, things like that. And I was like, whoa, I know cadmium is a toxic heavy metal that is in much of our environment. And the CDC considers it to be a cancer causing agent. And chronic exposure to cadmium is reportedly associated with cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, kidney disease, cancer, and reproductive harm, just to name a few. And some studies have even shown that cadmium can cause pregnancy loss, disrupt hormones via the endocrine system, and increase oxidative stress. All things that impact pregnancy and implantation, right? And potentially could impact the growing embryo. HGMA is something that is so important to me, and this is why I do this with my clients, so that they can take charge of their fertility, address their health imbalances, and nourish their unique bodies for the FET. And as a special gift for becoming a member of the Epicuzzo tribe, when enrollment opens, the tribe members will receive a free HGMA along with a written report and a nurturing plan that is tailored to their specific needs. And this is why it's so important to me, because you need to uncover the root of what is going on. And sometimes there isn't anything and it's just not working. And sometimes there are things that we don't realize are lurking beneath the surface and lurking beneath all of the traditional medical tests. And if we dig deeper, we can uncover the roots of the imbalances and nourish them. And so, Tribe, I want you to know that navigating failed frozen embryo transfers are hard and challenging, but I want you to know that you are not alone. And you can start navigating the healing process by taking the time to experience your feelings and all of the emotions that comes with losing your M-baby. And don't rush yourself through that process. And then the next thing you can do is cultivate a safe community for you to share your grief with and to help you walk through the decision-making process and the next steps. Because when you take the time to process and when you process after that with community, you're not making rash decisions and you are able to have other people to bounce ideas off of and feedback on and to pray with you and to cover you. And that's important. And then the third thing I would recommend that you do is do an investigative deep dive into your health. Explore the areas of your health that aren't often looked at by medical providers, which is something that I support the women who join the Epicuzzo tribe with. It's not just about getting pregnant. It's also about having a healthy mama and a healthy victory baby. If you are a woman on the journey through embryo adoption and would like a small support tribe, please visit my website at www.edensnurturary.com or click on the link below to join the wait list. As always, I am so honored to cover you all in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for those who are on the journey of embryo adoption. I thank you for their story. I thank you for their testimony. I thank you, Lord God, that you are near the brokenhearted, that you are near those who are grieving multiple failed transfers, that you are with the couples who don't know what to do next. You are with the doctors who are supporting and serving them, Lord. I thank you that you are the comforter, that you are the redeemer, Lord God. And I just believe that your Epicuzzo power will overshadow them, and that they will have their victory babies, Lord, in the way, in the unique path that you have designed for them before they were even created in their mother's wombs. I thank you, Lord God, that you are not an aloof God, but that you are very close to us, and that your word says that Jesus will not quench the smallest of hope. And so I ask, Lord God, that their hope be reignited and that they feel your love, that they feel your peace through this journey. And I thank you for your protection over their mind, hearts, bodies, spirits, and souls, Lord God. And it's in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Please subscribe and join me back here next week at the Nurturery for Fertility podcast, where I will share why routine medical testing may not be enough and why you should consider having functional lab testing done before your next frozen embryo transfer. Thank you so much for being with me today, you all. And I pray that you overcome infertility and flourish. Hey, overcomers. Thank you so much for journeying with me this week. Before you go, would you please click the follow button and leave a review? Leaving a review ensures that other couples like you find this show so that they too can overcome infertility. Well, tribe, Lord willing, we will journey together next week. In the meantime, I want you to remember, you are not alone, and together, we can overcome infertility.